Hello and welcome to the Nevermind Polly podcast. My name is Matt, I'm your host, and we chat to rock and metal bands from around the world. How are you doing? How are you living? I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to the episode. This episode is me reacting, me talking about Download Festival 2024. They have just released their initial lineup. I'm recording this the day after the announcement at around 8:50 a.m. to be exactly precise on that one. But yeah, let's dive straight in, shall we? Because there is a lot to talk about this year's Download Festival. And I just want to say first and foremost that this year's festival, I'm not actually attending this year's festival. So that does is important, because if I was attending this year's festival, I'm going to be talking about the bands as if I was attending. But I'm not attending this year because I'm actually getting married in July, and the weekend of Download Festival is the same weekend as my stag do, which was completely planned that way, I believe. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So let's just talk about the bands who are headlining Download Festival. Of course, we'd love to know your feedback. Do you disagree? Do you agree? Do you think I'm a complete idiot? Do you think I'm completely like right on what I'm saying? Let us know over our Instagram, and then it's Nevermind Polly Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook. So let's get to it, because Download Festival, Download XX1, which I'll be straight off the bat, I don't like that name. That name is really not great in my opinion. And it's also been presented by Liquid Death this year. So Liquid Death are the official sponsor of the entire festival. First and foremost, I don't care. I've seen a lot of people about that being like, oh, it's, you know, a big corporate thing, as if Download wasn't already a massive corporate festival, right? Like, do you know what I mean? It is so strange that people get up in arms about these things. But let's talk about the headliners. So we have Queens of the Stone Age, Fall Out Boy, and Avenged Sevenfold. I'm going to start with Queens of the Stone Age. I've seen some truly, truly incredibly mad takes on this lineup, saying the likes that Queens of the Stone Age aren't a headliner, Fall Out Boy aren't a headliner, Avenged Sevenfold are terrible, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff, right? And I'm going to try and put my argument across and tell you my thoughts in a concise but yet kind of reasoned manner, right? So Queen of the Stone Age, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, definitely are a headliner. Like, there is no way on this little earth that you can perceive Queens of the Stone Age as anything other than a headliner. They may not be for everybody, right? And I totally understand that, right? But I think Queens of the Stone Age have got a stellar back catalogue. They are going to absolutely crush it. I'm really, really pleased that the Queens of the Stone Age are there. And that is the first of two brand new headliners for Download Festival. Now, I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But yeah, the fact the Queens of the Stone Age are there, absolutely fantastic. If you go right back to the very, very start of this podcast, I think it was like episode 4 and 5 and 6, I think it was, myself and my former co-host Reese, we done the World Cup of Rock. And what that was basically we picked, I think it was 80 to 100 bands. We pit them against each other in terms of like their musicality, like their stage presence, all of this different like criteria and quota. And basically Queens of the Stone Age came out in like the top 10 because they are absolutely fantastic. Yeah, so next up we have Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy are a band who I personally have very little care for, to be honest with you. I think they have got some fantastic songs. That much is really obvious. I've seen them only once before in 2011-2012 time. I thought they were pretty standard. To be honest, they didn't blow me away. But that being said, are they a headliner? Of course they're a fucking headliner. They are absolutely massive. The one thing I will say about Fall Out Boy is the question about relevancy. Is Fall Out Boy relevant in 2024? I don't know, to be honest. I'm not too really kind of like, you know, it's not my first pick choice for this festival and for Download and being any kind of real festival headliner, but that's just me. But I guess Fall Out Boy kind of sit in that weird category of being too big to headline something like Slam Dunk or 2000 Trees, but you know, not as got a much got hasn't got enough commercial crossover with something like, Reading and Leeds and Isle of Wight and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they'll probably do Reading and Leeds, but Reading and Leeds, again, is going in a bit more of a different direction. But to see, again, another second headliner who is brand new is good. It's cool. It's a good thing. Avenged Sevenfold, this is the third time, I believe, that Avenged Sevenfold have headlined Download Festival. I saw them in 2017, 2018 at Download Festival. I can't remember which year it was, but I thought they were fantastic. I'll be honest, the backlash from the new Avenged Sevenfold record has not made me want to listen to it. I haven't listened to the album, and I don't really have any intentions to be honest, because Avenged Sevenfold are a band who I followed a lot when I was younger, and they're just kind of not really for me. I think they've made a few creative and stylistic choices with their music that I don't gel with me. But also, there's some stuff to do with their own personal stuff that I kind of don't really vibe with, such as like the crypto kind of stuff and all this blockchain stuff. It doesn't really sit with me, so I kind of was just like, yeah, whatever. You do you, boo, and that's fine. Moving down the poster, we have Royal Blood, The Offspring, Machine Head. I'm just going to start with those three. Royal Blood, I listened to that new Royal Blood record they released earlier this year, and I thought it was perfectly fine. I've seen Royal Blood a couple of times. I saw them supporting Foo Fighters back in 2015, and I saw them on their own headline show when they came to Norwich. I thought they were really, really good, really solid. But yeah, I think Royal Blood will go down well with the Download audience. I think they're perfectly fine. Fine, lovely stuff. The Offspring are a band who I really, really like. I really, really like The Offspring. I've never seen them live. So if I was attending Download Festival, that is a band who I would be excited to see. Again, I haven't seen them before, so I'd be interested to see how they go down at Download and also kind of just the general vibe they bring to the festival, because, you know, the Offspring have got some fantastic songs, and I reckon they're bringing a good party vibe. Next up, we have Machine Head. Machine Head is an interesting one, because Machine Head, until a couple of years ago, I think it was last year or a year before, they had not done a festival set in absolutely years, because Rob Flynn, the singer, guitarist, vocalist of Machine Head, essentially was kind of like, nah, fuck festivals, you know, because you turn up, you get like 40 minutes and you get pushed from pillar to post. So they kind of done their own thing with the kind of evening offsets. And I'm a huge Machine Head fan, so it'll be really cool to see them at a festival like Download again. I saw them at the Sophie stage as a secret band for Bloodstock a couple of years ago. Absolutely outstanding performance. Yeah, fantastic. Love that. I need to talk about the elephant in the room, and that being Pantera. I really, really enjoy Pantera's music, and this is a separate conversation to the Download Festival, but can you separate the art from the artist? For me, there is lines, and there is like obviously nuance, and there is kind of space between the lines, and you have to kind of like pick and choose your battles. Pantera in 2023/2024 is a band I won't listen to now, because Phil Anselmo is an absolute piece of shit, right? And the fact that Pantera aren't really even Pantera anymore because of the two brothers not being here anymore. I mean, I know a lot of people are excited for it. And, you know, you go and have your moment in the sun with Pantera. Go and enjoy yourselves. I'm not saying that. But for me, it's kind of just a bit like, okay, fine. Then we're going down the further a bit more. We've got Bad Omens, Corey Taylor, While She Sleeps, Sum 41. I'm going to keep this bit brief. Bad Omens, I think, are one of the most fucking boring bands in modern metal, modern rock today. I think they're so bland. They sound like sort of just generated by AI for TikTok and for fucking views and shit. I can't be bothered with them. And I have listened to the album and stuff, and, you know, like, fine. I think it's difficult to critique music when you are not a musician, I think, because I couldn't do what Bad Omens do. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is they're not for me, and I just think they're really fucking bland and boring. Corey Taylor doing a solo set. It's been a hot minute since Corey Taylor has been at Download Festival. Of course, I'm joking. He was there with Slipknot last year. I really like Corey Taylor as a person, as a figurehead for our scene and stuff. I think he is really, really interesting. I think that his musical stock has taken an absolute nosedive in the last few years, and his solo material I am just so not bothered by. But again, people will love it. People will go and see Corey Taylor, and they'll have a good time. So that's fun. We've got While She Sleeps. While She Sleeps have just performed at Alexandra Palace this year. Massive. I do believe it was a sold-out show at Ali Pali. So I've got nothing but love for While She Sleeps. I think While She Sleeps have been a really consistently great live band. They're consistent on record. I think the new song they've put out is, I'll be honest, diabolical. I'll be already honest with you. I don't like it at all. I think it's just absolutely terrible. But you know, they still put on a killer, killer live show, so that will be a good time, no doubt. Sum 41 with their final UK festival performance. Sum 41 are an interesting one because I don't listen to them on record, right? And I don't know many people who do. But that being said, I have seen Sum 41 once at Download Festival 2017. And they were out fucking standing. What a fucking band. And again, because when you give them 45 minutes to an hour, stick them on a main stage, second stage, wherever you want to put them, and just tell them to play the hits, there is plenty of hits, and you're just going to have a lovely, lovely time. And if it's the final UK festival performance, a bit like Slayer was a few years ago, Black Sabbath was a few years ago, that's always like a nice celebration of that band's music, so that's going to be really cool. Next up on the poster, we have Billy Talent, The Used, Baby Metal, Bowling for Soup, and High Lung. I mean, High Lung is a very strange booking to be on this poster right now, but alas, we'll rock with it. Billy Talent, to me, one of the most consistently fucking great live bands in our scene. I love Billy Talent. Billy Talent are fantastic. And yeah, I actually saw Billy Talent in 2019 at Download Festival. I had some chips. It was pissing down with rain, but I had a fucking lovely old time. The Used are a band who I liked a lot in my childhood. I've got no idea what they sound like these days. I've got no idea what they're doing these days. But yeah, cool. The Used. Fun. Fine. Baby Metal. The most controversial booking. They're not the most controversial booking on this poster. But yeah, Baby Metal are always divisive at Download, but they always pull a fucking massive crowd. Again, I don't listen to them on record. I've seen them, I think, twice at Download Festival before, and they are always fun. They're always full of energy, always cool and vibrant, so that's always fun. But yeah, Baby Metal, if you're into that, you will know you're into it, and you'll go have a lovely time with that. So awesome. Bowling for Soup. I've never seen Bowling for Soup, and that surprises me. I've been going to gigs for nearly 15 years now, and I've never seen Bowling for Soup. So that does surprise me that they've never come across my radar. And it's not even because I haven't wanted to. I just haven't ever bought a headline ticket for them. I've never caught them at a festival. But again, another band who have just a consistent set of bangers. Stick them on a stage. Doesn't matter which one, to be honest. But put them on a stage. Give them 40 minutes or so. They're just going to play some fucking bangers. Lovely stuff. High Lung is a very is the strangest booking so far in this lineup, because High Lung are a band who predominantly they headline Arctangent last year. It's one for the kind of the post rock kind of prog rock people, so that's really cool. There's a band on the poster who I can't actually read. It's called Polylithia. Can never say that again. Kind of techie kind of. You will listen to Polyethia and probably get about 30 seconds to a minute into their song and realize if you like them or not. For me, it's not for me. That is Murder, are a band who I have followed for a very, very long time. They've recently had a bit of controversy, shall we say, with their vocalist CJ, former vocalist CJ, being he actually came on the show and interviewed him back in 2021. He's been removed from the band because of some unsavory things, shall we say, that were said about trans people on the internet. So he's been swiftly taken out of the band in what I can only describe as one of the most brutal kind of takedowns I've ever seen from this kind of scene. It's absolutely crazy. Basically, what happened was CJ had written some, like I said, some very unsavory, unkind things about trans community online. And then basically what that has made it done was they hired a new vocalist, re-recorded their entire brand new record, put it out, and then told CJ publicly online that he's out of the band, and they've re-recorded his vocals. Absolute fucking scenes. Talking of absolute scenes, if you go and see the Black Dahlia Murder, you are going to see some absolute scenes. I really, really enjoy the Black Dahlia Murder. Again, they're a band I don't generally put on record, but if they do come on my Spotify shuffle or whatever, it's like, fuck yes, let's go. And I would be interested to see how Black Dahlia Murder go down with the download crowd. I'd be interested to see how they are now, because obviously we sadly lost the vocalist of Black Dahlia Murder, Trevor. I think it was about a year or so ago now, and he sadly passed away, and obviously they've got a new vocalist. I believe it's the former guitarist who's now stepped up to vocal duties as well. So that's kind of, that's an interesting thing to see how that would play out, and by all accounts, all the fans of that band have been really enjoying what they've been putting out, so that's really good that they are back. Biohazard, I believe this is the same Biohazard who played Bloodstock Festival, and what I mean by that is that this is the original Biohazard lineup, as opposed to, you know, a couple of the original members and then hired hands and whatever else. So yeah, that's cool if you're into that. And then the last band who have got a big prominent picture on the poster is Fear Factory. Fear Factory, I actually met Daniel, what's his name? Cazares, I can't think it was Dino, isn't it? Dino Cazares, that's it. The guitarist of Fear Factory at Bloodstock. He was playing in Jamie Jaster's band. Really, really nice man for the maybe 15 seconds I spoke to him. But really nice man. And Fear Factory are really, really good. So that's fun. Again, we've got a load of bands on the poster at the bottom here. I'm not going to read all the bands out. I'm just going to pick out the ones that I know. And then I'm going to give an overall kind of overarching thoughts on the Download Festival lineup as it stands. So, going to start with Alien Weaponry. Alien Weaponry have played Download a couple of times now. I last saw them in 2019. I think they are really, really good. Again, I'll be really honest with you, everybody, right? So, I don't actually listen to that much metal anymore. Right, and I know that sounds like a contradictory thing when I am involved with the music kind of business, if you like, doing this podcast and kind of interviewing bands. But generally, like, I don't really listen to that much music. I listen to more podcasts. But that being said, when Alien Weaponry comes on my shuffle, I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it. Let's go. And to be honest, they give really, really good gym vibes. When you want to like power up some lift, get a little power up, like a little Mario Mushroom, if you like. They're really, really good just to power through lifting weights and things like that, which I've been trying to go to the gym, everybody, so that's fun. Next up, we've got Alpha Wolf, a band who I have heard of. I don't know a great deal about, but the name is really cool, so I just wanted to point that out. Atreyu and Bleed From Within, both bands are absolutely fantastic. Atreyu have been on the podcast, and Bleed From Within very, very nearly have been on the podcast previously, but unfortunately we couldn't make it work when we wanted to, but we hope to have Bleed From Within in the podcast realms of 2024. Atreyu, again, that was a really great interview. Atreyu are a really great band, a band who has followed for a very, very long time, so excited they're back in the UK and UK soil. They're actually going out on a tour at the moment, and I'm hoping I can get to the London date, but at the minute it's not looking amazing on that front, so we shall see. Bleed From Within. Now, I've got a bone to pick with Download Festival and Bleed From Within just generally, right? And it's not Bleed From Within's fault, but if you're going to give, Bleed From Within a massively underrated, in my opinion, band at Download Festival a slot, don't give them a 20 fucking minute slot like they did last time. And I'm not being funny, but when we talked about Rob Flynn of Machine Head was being like, nah, fuck festivals, I totally get it, because the amount of time and effort to get there, set up, and then play like 20 minutes, oh, it's just dog shit, man. Like, absolute dog shit. So hopefully they get a bigger kind of slot. That'd be cool. Also, want to do a shout out for Celestial Sanctuary. Really, really cool death metal band. If you're into that kind of thing, that's cool. Counterparts is also on there. Quite a big fan of Counterparts. They're really, really cool. And Brendan Murphy is fucking excellent. He's the vocalist. And also, he's put out a record with a band called End, which is one of the hardest fucking records I've heard this year. Absolutely brilliant. Previous podcast guests, Defects, are on the podcast. They're on the download lineup as well. So that's really, really exciting. Also, Dream State. I fucking love Dream State. I fucking love Jesse and the guys. What a fucking band. Dream State are going to absolutely kill it. And they've actually been confirmed. They are on the Avalanche stage. I'm friends with those guys on social media, and they've put that they're going to be on the Avalanche stage. So that's cool. Dying Fetus. Now, can you cast your minds back for me and just remember when there was a time when Dying Fetus basically had a petition going to get them on the download poster? And it was something like hashtag why not Dying Fetus. And they are back. They are back. It seems that, you know, that's really cool. Dying Wish are also on the poster. Love me some Dying Wish. The interview with Emma was fantastic. And Dying Wish are just such a great band. Speaking of bands who aren't great, though, fucking Elvana. What is that band doing on this fucking lineup again? Like, I don't need a Nirvana tribute act. Who is fronted by an Elvis impersonator. No, thank you. Then going down the poster, we've got the lovely, brilliant Harriet and Holding Absence, both on the poster, so that's really cool. Knife Bride, really stoked for Molly and the guys in Knife Bride. I love that band, absolutely awesome. Lord of the Lost, who were previously at Eurovision, are on there as well, so that's really cool. Who else do we have? Scene Queen, if you're into that thing, Scene Queen are there. There's also a band called Pest Control. They're kind of bringing that kind of hardcore punky energy, so that's cool. Scowl, who I saw at Outbreak, who are absolutely fantastic. Go check them out. Silverstein, Slaughter to Prevail, again, one really older band in Silverstein, and kind of if you're into your death metal, you'll know all about Slaughter to Prevail. I think a lot of people are going to be excited about that. Those Damn Crows, to be honest, Those Damn Crows are the only band so far on this lineup who really screamed to me that kind of older, more traditional, classic dad rock, if you like, kind of music. And that's a bit harsh, to be honest, because Them Damn Crows are just really good musicians. But yeah, that's kind of like, yeah, fair enough. Cool. Also, we've got Until I Wake, who have previously been on the podcast. They're coming over for their UK debut, so that's exciting. Also, previous podcast guests, Urn, are on the podcast. They're also on the Download Festival poster, and then we go to two of the most exciting bands I have listened to in recent years. We've got Yakovi, who I am dying to get Yakovi back on the podcast because I have fallen head over heels for this band. They are such a fucking delight. What a band. And I think, not to give any spoilers away, but the song they put out recently on Sharptone Records called... what is it called? It's not. I keep thinking it's called Deepfake, but that's a song by Architects. Bear with me. Creep Heat. That's what it's called. Sorry. Creep Heat is possibly my song of the year. It is an absolute fucking rager. And then we've got Zulu, who I caught at 2000 Trees, I think it was. Or was it Outbreak? I can't remember. I caught them at one of the festivals I've done this year, and they were fantastic. Fair play. Fair play. What is my kind of overall thoughts on Download Festival 2024 then? Well, I think it's a very, very strange, very, very different lineup than we've had previously. And I think that goes without saying. Last year was obviously the 20th anniversary. And I think people are comparing this year with last year. And sorry, this year and next year. And I think that's slightly unfair. But one thing I will always say is the fact that Download and all these different festivals across the world are only booking the bands that are available to them, right? Now, the UK has got a bit of a caveat with that and a little bit of an issue with that because we as a country decided that Brexit was a good idea, right? Now, I don't talk about politics in this podcast because I'm not qualified to talk about politics. I don't like talking about it. I don't like thinking about it. But that did make a significant difference to bands coming over, right? It's now a lot harder for bands of all nationalities to come over to the UK to play shows because of these extra checks, these extra things, these extra whatever, because of Brexit, right? That's all I'm going to say on that. So when you see the likes of, Green Day and Fall Out Boy, Green Day and Foo Fighters even, and all these kind of big, massive bands playing these other festivals, and people are like, why can't we have them at Download? It's like, because firstly, maybe Download didn't stump enough money up to get them, or the other festival got there first, or they don't want to, or Brexit. All these different factors as to why X and Y band did not play Download Festival, right? Now, I think I look at this in the cold light of day in 2023 and look at it and go, okay, so who's going to Download Festival? I mean, Queens of the Stone Age, right? That's a really cool booking. I'm not going to go through the whole poster again, but Queens of the Stone Age, that's a cool booking. They're a good band. They're a new band. Fall Out Boy, I'm not really sure who Fall Out Boy is for in 2024. And Avenged Sevenfold is Avenged Sevenfold. They are the staple headliner. And to be honest, it seems on the surface that's where the money is kind of being thrown and being spent, saying, right, okay, we're going to secure all the people who always come to Download Festival with Avenged Sevenfold. We're going to just nail those guys in and say, right, people are just going to gravitate towards that. Fall Out Boy kind of takes from that slam dunk kind of market and being like, cool, they're a band who'd usually do Reading and Leeds, or they'd rather do, slam dunk, whatever. That's going to bring those people in. And Queens of the Stone Age is just going to bring, like, a kind of different vibe, because people who would see Queens of the Stone Age, in my opinion at least, are kind of, they are not your quote-unquote average Download goer, right? But then also, looking at it, there are some really, really safe bets on there. Bad Omens is a safe bet because they're fucking massive in America. They're massive over here. A lot of the youth absolutely love them. So that's really, that's going to make perfect sense. Corey Taylor being a Download is like fucking, it's like rain in the UK. Like, it's just going to happen. Like, Corey Taylor had to be a Download. But to me, the big draw, and the one that kind of a lot of people have been saying, going, wow, is Pantera. Now, I don't want to shit on Pantera and be like, oh, fuck that band. But I'm so not bothered by Pantera at this point, and because of the things that I've outlined previously in this podcast. But a lot of people are excited about it. And kind of overall, I think it's cool because Download Festival is going in a slightly different direction. And I think we spoke a lot. There's been a lot of chatter for the last few years, probably in the last maybe like 10 years or so, about when and where is the next batch of headliners coming from, right? Now, I think this is the way it's going to go. I think this now is the way that Download Festival is heading, because it's bringing in a younger audience. It's trying to revitalize itself, trying to rejuvenate itself, right? And I have massive respect for that. Although this lineup isn't really for me, I have massive respect for a festival of that size being like, cool, we've realized that Iron Maiden are not going to be around forever. Kiss are bowing out, apparently. Aerosmith are already gone. Def Leppard aren't going to be around forever. Rammstein aren't going to be around forever. All these different bands who are on a carousel of headliners aren't going to be around forever. So that being said, it's like, cool, what do? We innovate, we change, and I think that is a good thing. Now, for me, this lineup doesn't do a great deal for me, right? I'll be completely honest about that. But I think it's a good thing that Download Festival is reinventing itself, it's rejuvenating, and it's trying something different, because, yeah, I think that's just a good thing. And I know there's going to be a lot of opinions online, and all I'm going to say about that is stay safe out there, kids, because there is a lot of fucking toxic energy coming on right now. Oh, this is the best Download lineup since whenever. This is the worst Download lineup since whenever, right? And I think across the board, so I'm talking Slam Dunk, and I'm talking Download, and I'm talking Bloodstock, and I'm talking 2000 Trees specifically. I don't think that this year so or next year so far has been very great to be really honest, in terms of festival lineups. I think 2000 Trees are doing the best out of the lot so far. I think Bloodstock is coming in at a strong second. I think this is coming in third. And Slam Dunk, that Slam Dunk lineup is not great. There we have it. That is kind of my review. That's kind of my thoughts on the Download Festival initial lineup for 2024. Let me know what you think. Head over to Instagram and Facebook, Nevermind Poly Podcast over there. And this is something different. We've got lots of different stuff coming on the podcast. We've got a few more interviews for the rest of the year. So make sure you go and check them out. Lots of exciting stuff coming. I'm so, so grateful and so, so thankful for everyone who has checked out the podcast this year. We have had an absolutely bumper year. We have recorded over 100 guest episodes this year, and we've still got a few more to come out. So in terms of ones coming out, we've got the Acid Throne episode coming out, Miles from Home, Lock It. We speak to Regional One for the third time, the hat trick of the boys in Regional One, which is honestly one of the most mental podcasts we've ever done. I spoke to a band called Polar Sun. They're fantastic. And also we're ending the year with a brilliant band from Norfolk called Bad Touch. And then we've got basically the drunk casts, where myself, Rebecca, and our mutual best friend Rebecca is going to come on. We are going to get absolutely shit-faced, talk some absolute bollocks, and have a good old end-of-year party. That's all to come on the Nevermind Poly Podcast. We'll see you very soon. Peace and love. Cheers, then.